Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seventh, hi, it's Friday. Ooh, again? Ooh, that hurts. Ooh! Well, it doesn't hurt too badly. It just hurts because time is flying and we have ourselves on top of the world. As a matter of fact, I was just regaling the ladies with my version of I'm Sitting on Top of the World, singing along. And the number one story this week has to do with COVID. Imagine that! According to Talkers Magazine, Joe Biden is on the top of the heap as far as people are concerned. So let me say something that I heard, or let's talk about something. You can tell me I'm crazy, which is something that you do pretty much the three of you on a daily basis. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. So I have heard through my exclusive sources that Mrs. Biden, Dr. Biden, and Ms. Harris are not the best of friends. In fact, they don't like, well, especially, well, I'm not sure Mrs. Biden is the type to be outwardly antagonistic, let's say. But she's not forgiven Kamala Harris for the things that she said about her husband during the debates, during the primary season. And frankly,
that was a rough one.
I don't blame her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame her at all.
That was a rough one.
I mean,
sure.
You kind of move on. You have to forgive and forget to a point. I don't know, you have to, but a lot of people are into that because it's not good psychologically for you or physically. And I think Jill Biden is pretty smart. She's got it together.
She likes Doug a lot. They get along very well.
The husband.
Yeah, Kamala's husband. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which apparently everybody loves him.
Yeah. And nobody much likes her, which is rather an interesting conundrum. And Joe Biden,
well, then would you
puts
prescribe,
up with her.
Then you believed in my school of thought that he didn't have much to do with picking her. He was told to take her, right?
That could
be. I disagree. I think Joe Biden does really like Kamala, and I really do. And I think, yeah, I really do. I just think that Jill being the wife, and if I was the wife, I would not be quick
sticking
to forgive
for
that
my
either.
Husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You know, yeah, I think that's... I don't think that there's much to that story, honestly, more than just, you know, why would she be so quick to forgive? She's very protective of Joe, as she should be. They seem to have a very cute, loving marriage.
Yeah, I like the way they are together, frankly.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah.
I have a hard time believing that he had anything to do with that pick. I think that so much of that primary was orchestrated by what the DNC wanted to see, what the party wanted to see as the outcome, rather than what anybody thought about relationships or about who liked who or about who trusted who. I just don't feel like there was really any of that.
Well, I don't, you know, I mean, I never saw Melania and Mrs. Pence have a single word together, and no one seemed to make a big deal about that.
Right.
I
it's
think
not
the
about
dynamics
that relationship.
Are...
It's honestly, the way that the party is kind of set up is that Joe Biden, I mean, and we all watched it. I mean, Joe Biden was on his way out. He wasn't winning. He wasn't catching fire. The DNC wanted Kamala Harris to catch fire, but she was not popular with the main, and so she had to get out because she wasn't working out. So in order for them to get her in a position of power, they were able to use Joe as a vessel that would be acceptable to both the right and the left. They made deals with people like Mayor Pete and Amy Klobuchar. I mean, I don't know. I feel like it is so clear that that's what happened. But I don't know. Maybe it's just from my perspective.
Anyway, I
don't think you're wrong. I'm not disagreeing. I think, and you've said this before, and I had never really thought about it, but now I do think about it. The Republican Party, for whatever reason, doesn't seem to have that level of organization. And because Trump came out of nowhere and pretty much decimated everybody that he ran against, which was like 20 people or something at the time, and with all the name-calling and the nicknames and all that other stuff, which really discredited a lot of people. And I don't think... the only thing that makes me think that the DNC didn't really want Kamala that much is that swipe that she took at Joe. I don't know. I don't know that they would have endorsed
that. I think they did it purposely. I don't think Joe was ever their person. I think they realized that they could use Joe kind of as like this mediocre candidate that would push through the ideals of the left. I mean, look, nobody is acting more transactionally than Joe Biden right now. Joe Biden ran as a moderate. He is not governing as such. He is governing to the far left. So, and I think he would tell you that.
To
and
the
I think
far
everybody,
left, but it's left.
It's left. $6 trillion in the first 100 days in office is pretty far left.
Well,
but as far as
that hasn't all
as
been
far
approved,
as organization,
though.
As far as organization goes, the RNC is actually very organized. In fact, that's one of the reasons Trump won, because of the power that the RNC gave him in their metrics, essentially. That's what Kellyanne Conway used to determine where those vulnerabilities were that Trump used to exploit it to win.
Let me ask you a question.
But the DNC has more control. The RNC kind of lets the candidates go. The DNC will not let that happen.
All right. So without making this the topic of the hour, but something that's worth a moment or two of our time, is there an equivalency between the radical side of the left, if you will, that is the Democratic Party, and the radicalism of the right, the Republican Party? Are there as many radicals? There are a lot of radical Republicans in my mind, and there are a lot of radical Democrats in my mind. Is there an equivalency, and do they balance each other out? Thinking about Green on
radical,
one side, perhaps, and OAC on the other side,
yeah.
You know, something like that.
Well, I think the word radical means a little something different now. I think the word radical would mean people who are, like, more anarchists, who are trying to blow things up. I think
I think Green does. And I think AOC does. Both of them.
I don't know what you mean about Marjorie Green.
I think she's a banana.
But so. Well, and I would say the same thing about AOC. They're the fringe of the part. They're more of the
me
fringe,
too.
But radicals to me would be
like
out there causing violence, I guess. So as far as are people in their own camps? Yeah, I think people are in their own camps. I think there are some equation, but when it comes to like radically changing the country, I think there are more of those people probably on the left than there are on the right.
Well, I would expect you to say that, and that's not bad.
Yeah,
and maybe
I
expect Victoria to say the same thing, so maybe I get nowhere with that question. Jay, you're in the middle here. What do you think? I think that's the we'll settle this.
Yeah, I think the two extremes do not balance each other out. It just makes things worse and more difficult. I mean, right now, that's one of the things that I have an issue with when it comes to parties. It just causes further divide. I think everybody can agree that things are broken in our country. Things are not working. We want things to be better. Just nobody can even sit down enough to have a conversation of what that would look like.
Yep. All right, let's talk about what's going on around the world for a few moments, if we can. 13 after the hour in the DJV program, the Chinese greenhouse gas problem. They've got a lot of gas problems in lots of different ways. Most of the people that run the Chinese Communist Party are full of themselves and gas, but they're getting away with it. And here's something else they're getting away with. The greenhouse gas emissions that they are putting out for the last couple of years have surpassed any other country, including ours. The share of global emissions has gone up 27%. Meanwhile, supposedly, if you believe what the government tells you or tells the world, they're big into solar power and they're big into wind power. And they're by 2050, they're going to not be using fossil fuels anymore. They'll be the world's leader in preventing global emissions. Meanwhile, they've been the world's global leader with creating the atmospheric problems that we have. Say what you will about America. And then there's India. My God, the more we learn about India, this week has been full of things about India that make you not like what's going on over there, including their number three in terms of what's coming out of their emissive plants and vehicles. If you ever go over to Delhi and you see the stuff that comes out of the cars that are over there, they have no standards. I don't know. Do they belong to the Paris Accord of China? Do they?
Yeah, I think they were at that meeting. They were represented, yeah.
But are you talking about China or India?
That's a joke. India.
Yeah, it is a joke.
That's why
it's
a joke.
It is a joke. I'm with you on that.
Well, India and China, well, it's not a joke, but India and China have both complained that they are developing nations and that as developing nations...
India is, but China sure as hell is not.
I understand that. I'm just...
For that.
Okay. Go ahead. Excuse me.
I don't care.
All right. We're all listening. Yes, you do, too. All right, come on.
Well,
let's go.
Well, yeah, what can we do about it, you know? Yeah.
Well, maybe that's the question. Maybe that is the question. What the heck can you do about it? So,
but I think that's the point of the argument, right? I mean, I can go back to a few weeks ago when Senator Kennedy was sitting there trying to talk to the EPA administrator going, okay, we'll spend all this money. We believe that climate change is a problem. How much is this plan going to lower the global temperature? And they can't give an answer to that.
Yeah, there's no answer to that. You're right about that. It's become a religion.
The idea,
that's not true. There are a lot of projections, but you don't know because the human factor and factors like India and China, if China sticks to their what they've pledged, then the overall temperature of the planet would absolutely go down, especially
but
now
how
that
much?
They're...
That's
they're,
the question. And if we spend all that money,
moving it a quarter of a degree makes a big difference. People
exactly,
think it's down 10 degrees or whatever, but it's...
But how much? And it seems like that was a question from Senator Kennedy. Okay, if we spend, because we can't control what China or India does, but if we spend $3 trillion, like you're saying, how much are global temperatures going to drop? And he couldn't give an answer. Then why are we doing that if we can't be... I mean, I don't think that we can trust China to do whatever they're going to say.
Well,
I mean,
you got to do something.
They're trying
you
to pose
to
as, a, as a developing nation. We all know that's crazy.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Here from China and India to Belgium we go. A diplomatic incident this week avoided in Europe after a Belgian farmer accidentally moved the border with France, huh?
Yeah. Accidentally?
His home country has about 100 square meters more land than it did before. Local authorities saw this. It's kind of amusing in a manner of speaking. The border between Belgium and France stretches 390 miles. The stone markers that define it have been in place for 200 years. One of the boundary stones, however, which was laid down in 1819 before the Treaty of Courtrai sealed the deal, was recently spotted being out of place by about 7.5 feet. The farmer from Belgium, the Belgian town of, how do you pronounce that, would you say, Urquiquinis, I believe, believed to have moved the stone on his land to a more convenient spot without anticipating the curve.
I think his tractor hit it or something. There was some story from the BBC that was really funny that he was like, "Oh, this stupid stone." Which I pictured you on a tractor running over a stone or about to run over it, and you literally move the border of France.
Get my backhoe. I get out. I did that a couple of weeks ago. I spent a Sunday moving stones out of fields, corner of fields,
so you can see
middle
how it
of
would
fields.
Happen.
Yeah, get the backhoe out and go dig those stones out so we don't have to break the plow. That's how we do it down on the farm. Ladies, you got it. 18 after the hour here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Bro, frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Twenty-three after the hour now here on the DJV program. Coming up with the trending stories that Jay is following, another reason not to like the Chinese government after this.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies, custom labels, and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Scarlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love is what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
All right, so there's this thing floating around, and I have to get my 2 cents worth in here, Jay. Excuse me for a second. The story of this 23-ton piece of space garbage. It was a Chinese
debris.
Rocket. Debris, I suppose. Right, it is debris. Maybe it should be featured on Debris Monday night at 10 on NBC. There's my plug for Tucker's TV show. It's a 10-story rocket that's going to crash into Earth over the weekend. And it reminds me of another one, and correct me, I don't know when this was. I remember it, but I don't remember when it was. There was a rocket that came down and flew over Los Angeles and New York and crashed into the Atlantic. And I can't remember when that was, but it was recent enough for me to remember it. Anybody remember? And I think it was a Chinese rocket as well. So back to them not really caring much about.
That one was last May.
Was it last? Okay, yeah, yeah. All right, so what's the story with this, and what are people saying?
So this is carrying pieces of the space station. It is a 10-story, 23-ton-piece Chinese rocket. No idea where it's going to land. They said these people, the experts, are saying the chances of it actually hitting any place populized or people, very slim to none, but they won't really know the entry point until a few hours.
Weren't they saying New York was... Like, it could be close to New York or something like that?
No, they have no idea. They're not going to know until a few hours. But the Aerospace Corporation says that their prediction is the body will re-enter on Mother's Day around 3:43 UTC.
So this is how China's going to get us. They're just going to literally throw garbage at us.
Yeah. And then go, whoops. Yeah.
Under the guise of they're putting up a space station.
Yeah. So why are, I guess my question would be more to the point of why they are the ones who are carrying additional parts up to the space station. And why aren't we doing that instead
because
of them?
Because it's not the same space station. This is their space station.
Oh, their space station.
Yeah, okay. They're building a new space station. And there's going to be 10 more launches carrying additional parts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Speaking of that, SpaceX landed the Starship spacecraft after its first test flight. Did you see that? Stuck the landing of one of their Starship spacecraft prototypes this weekend. This is the same one that NASA has chosen to fly the astronauts up to the moon. Did you see this? It's SN-15 lifted off the launch site on the Mexican border. Three Raptor engines went up 6 miles and then came back down again, sort of a belly flop.
All the crashes, this was huge for
them. Yeah, right. The fact that it actually works. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's the thing that's launching tonight, I believe, supposed to launch last night from Wallops Island. And I'm not sure what this thing is doing, but it's going up, and you can see it if you're in the Northeast, supposedly, if the sky is clear. You'll be able to see this thing. Yeah, so space stuff is fun. It really is always pretty exciting to see all, except the Chinese and their crap coming down out of the sky. 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A sixth-grade girl at an Idaho middle school could be charged with attempted murder. Jefferson County Sheriff Steve Anderson.
A sixth-grade female student retrieved a handgun from her backpack. She fired multiple rounds inside of the school and out.
Two students and a janitor were wounded in the shooting. A teacher was able to grab the gun from her. All three victims suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Investigators say they're still searching for a motive. Schools in Rigby, Idaho, will be closed on Friday. President Biden is back on the road. This time he went to Louisiana as he talked up his infrastructure and jobs plan.
A lot of it we're going to have to build back now in terms of infrastructure. We got to build back to a different standard, not to what it was. It's got to be better.
Republicans say the price tag for the plan is too high. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Pope talks nationalism and migration. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA, Radio News Bureau reports.
Pope Francis condemned aggressive nationalism as especially harmful to vulnerable foreigners, migrants, and refugees. The Pope delivered the remarks in his announcement on the theme, Towards an Ever Wider We. It's his annual message for the 107th World Day of Migrants and Refugees, to be commemorated on September 26th. Francis emphasized that a fracturing of the collective purpose of we has become evident amid the COVID-19 pandemic and aggressive forms on nationalism. According to the COVID-19 vaccine tracker, the vaccination rate is about 25 times faster in countries with the highest incomes compared with the lowest. Francis further explained the theme expressed in this hope that we will think no longer in terms of them and those, but only us.
Pope Francis does address the crowd in St. Peter's Square every Sunday at noon, obviously when he's in Rome. President Biden taking questions from reporters outside the formal setting of a White House press conference is not something we recommend, Press Secretary Jen Psaki admitted Thursday. He takes questions nearly every day he's out with the press. Psaki disclosed, a lot of times we say don't take questions, but he's going to do what he wants to do because he's the President of the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here I am driving the bus on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, bus driver, with the passenger Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner here. Good things are happening, and you have found the place for a discussion. If you're behind in the information you have this week, we'll bring you up to date. We're here sharing time, space, knowledge, all that good stuff, and hopefully it'll spill into your life and have an impact. That's why you're listening here. And joining some of the new folks that are around. I like seeing new names on our trending list, people commenting on things that are going on. Feel free to do that at DJV Show on any one of our social media. And in fact, we have lots of things going on this week. Why didn't we talk about when we were doing trending? I failed to mention today. It was National Space Day. It takes place every year on the first Friday of May, created to inspire all of us in the pursuit of knowledge and progress. Back in 97, Lockheed Martin introduced the concept as a one-off event. It was expanded to International Space Day in 2001 because it was kind of something introduced when Senator Glenn, former astronaut, was in the Senate. He was a cool guy. He was very interesting, very, very, very interesting human being. Anyway, so it's Space Day. And today we can be worried about what the Chinese junk is going to do when it lands over the weekend. Happy Mother's Day. For those of you who are connected to the universe, there it is. Mother's Day, by the way. What are we doing for Mother's Day? Victoria, what are you doing with Mom Fancy Nancy?
We're going over to my brother's house, and they have my brother and sister-in-law are really into gardening, and they have a beautiful backyard, so we're going to have a... Weather permitting, we're going to have a nice outdoor gathering with all of us. So
Sunday's supposed to be a pretty good day on the East Coast. A little cloudiness, showers here and there a little bit. All right, what are you doing, Jen, for with your mother? Is she gone back to the Midwest, or is she still around?
It's Colorado. Colorado. I don't know if that counts. Okay. I guess it does.
It's the Western Midwest.
In the
Midwest.
Middle and the West, right? No, she's getting ready to go back, but she's going to be here for Sunday. And we celebrated mostly when we were gone this past weekend, but we're
just low-key
Sunday.
Played hooky for a couple of
days. Yeah, yeah, we might get a nail appointment, something like that. Nothing huge.
Anyway, what color are her nails?
Appointment. I haven't had my nails done in over a year.
Oh,
a
my year God, no.
December,
what a travesty.
December of 2019. No joke. December 2019 is the last time I had a manicure and pedicure. Ugh.
My God. Jay, what about you? What are you doing with... Well, your mom's about 1,000 miles away, so...
Yeah, we'll probably FaceTime in or something, but my guys are going to take me to brunch.
Oh, sweet.
That's
you
right. Jay's a mom. I keep forgetting. We have a mom on the show now.
Right.
She's the real
celebrity here. Dude, you're telling me. I keep forgetting, too. Waiting for someone to come tell me, like, what to do. It's time for me to go to
Who
bed.
Is this kid? Right, what's he doing in my house? He's a cutie pie, though. I think he's a lot
he's
of fun.
He's adorable.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And he'd probably be he's going to be a handful, I'm going to guess, too. Frankly.
Oh, my goodness. He already is.
There's
a lot of personality on that little boy.
He's got... personality, charm, and personality. Okay, so the Mother's Day events that will take place this weekend, hopefully be very positive. It'd be the first time last year we certainly didn't have much Mother's Day because of the obvious. So this year you get a little bit more opportunity to get out and about. And speaking of all the things that have happened in the past year, Victoria, there's a study out today that's worth some time. The essence of it has to do with the vaccines and their test against the variants, which are now popping up here, there, and everywhere, mostly the one in England, which is what, B117, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the UK variant. So, yeah, this is the news that a lot of people have been waiting for. So we'll start with Pfizer, because we've got the rundown of how all the vaccines have now been tested against these variants. Pfizer released a letter in the New England Journal of Medicine, and it found that their vaccine is 90% effective at blocking infections caused by the UK variant, which is really good news. That's the number one most transmissible version of the virus right now. It's fueling outbreaks around the world. It's that's the one that scientists are saying is the most troubling. The study found that the efficacy of Pfizer eroded a bit to 75% against the South African variant, but that has not really spread nearly as much as the UK. So you're still 70% protected against getting the virus or against having a severe case of it, so that's good news. Now, we know Pfizer and Moderna, those vaccines were developed and did the clinical trials for them before these variants emerged, so that's been very unclear whether or not you were protected if you got those vaccines, so this is good news. On Wednesday this week, Moderna announced similar results. They have two booster shot options that they're working on. One is a third shot of the original vaccine, and then the other is a third shot that's tailored against the South African variant. In the small study, it only had 40 participants, but Moderna found that 6 to 8 months after vaccination, antibodies to the original strain of the virus remained high, but protection against the South African variant and another variant that hasn't really popped up too much yet, that actually dropped in half. Once the people got the booster shot, then their immunity went right back up to the 90 percentile, and the South African specific booster that Moderna has developed was actually even more effective at boosting antibodies to block that variant. So that's great news from Moderna and Pfizer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad news, the AstraZeneca shot, which never got approved here but has been used in other parts of the world, including Europe, the AstraZeneca shot didn't work at all against the South African variant, and South Africa decided not to use it. Now, the fourth one is the J&J. So the Johnson & Johnson, turns out, that was 72% effective in the United States, but it drops to 64% effective when it went up against the South African variant. That's still very good. And the Johnson & Johnson was developed in time to go up against the UK variant. So all in all, Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson, if you've gotten those vaccines, you're in good shape. And that's something that I know I've been concerned with, and a lot of people have been waiting for this news to come out. Yeah.
Pfizer is also in the news because they're donating some vaccine to the Olympic athletes, the Tokyo athletes. They have announced they're donating doses to vaccinate athletes. The statement said that they would donate doses of the company's COVID vaccine to help vaccinate athletes and their delegations so that the games can go on. And they're going to start that later on this month. When is the Olympics are in July, right?
July, yeah.
July, right. Okay, so that's good to know. Nice that they're doing that. Interesting things here. That'll be sort of a trending thing. I was looking at some of the other things that we have followed during the course of the week. I found something in terms of how people are using this program that I thought was pretty interesting. The podcasting listenership is up because the content is different and good. I think you will all take pride in that. The download that we do every day focuses on some of the things that we talk about, the trending stuff, like we had a conversation that had to do with Twitter and the improvements there. We also had a story, the cicadas. I never have pronounced that right. It's a hard C and a long A. Cicadas. Mm-hmm. They're coming. They're coming. They are. They're noisy. They're ugly. And we, of course, sort of played that up a little bit on the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. I like the story about Meghan Markle writing a children's book this week. And then there's the Melinda and Bill Gates divorce that took a lot of time. Elon Musk is in, the thing about how many, you going to stay up and watch SNL?
I DVR it every week, and then I watch it on Sunday, depending on who it is. But I'm very intrigued by this one, for sure. I've fallen for it. And I love Miley, so I want to see how... She's always good when she performs. So, it should be good.
I find myself... It used to be that CBS was the number one network that I watched, and now it's a sort of a tie between NBC and CBS. I'm very traditional.
Yeah, you watch Debris.
But there's The Blacklist... There are the three NBC Chicago shows. There's the show
Law
on the two Law and Orders. As a matter of fact, it's interesting. Most people don't realize that Peter Herman, who plays the husband or the ex-husband of Bridget Moynihan's character on Blue Bloods. Is married to Mariska Hargitay.
I had no idea that they were married.
You didn't know that?
Oh, nope, okay. I had no clue. Yeah. I know Peter Herman from Younger, which is a really fun show with Hilary Duff. And he's very handsome. I had no idea that they were married.
Yep. And so he was interviewed because of all the hoopla about Christopher Maloney and the relationship that he has with Mariska Hargitay, not only on the air, but off the air. They are great friends, and they've maintained that. The relationship that the two men have with Hargitay is very interesting. And Hargitay is the, most people don't realize that she is the daughter of, Jane Mansfield, who was married to Mickey Hargitay, who, he died early of a heart attack, and the mother, committed suicide in a, convertible with Mariska in the back seat.
Oh, that's
a story that a lot of people don't know. Anyway, so the interview, and Herman's on Younger, but you see him all the time. He's in and out of
he's
Blue
everywhere.
Bloods. And I saw him on a commercial.
He does a laundry commercial, right?
Yeah.
It's for laundry detergent.
Right.
He's like in a tuxedo or something.
right, exactly. So anyway, but he met when he was doing Law & Order, Mariska, and they got married in 2004. He joked, sometimes Chris and I have some things to negotiate, but we've gotten really good at communicating with each other. There's a lot of give and take. In the end, all three of us are really happy. Now, I remember Chris Maloney's wife. I'm not sure he's still married to her because she was really... I was his next-door neighbor in Santa Monica he had the house next to me for 4 or 5 years. He used to come over. I used to go to the house for Christmas parties and stuff. And I enjoyed, he's a very interesting guy, very serious about his acting. Anyway, his wife was prissy, kind of difficult. They had two children, but they were surrogate born. And I don't know, she just always felt like she was kind of stiff. So I don't know. You can look it up on somewhere you go to look it up, whether they're still married or not. But
says he's, yeah, she's a production designer.
Yeah, it wouldn't be strange.
Yeah, I guess they're still together. Yeah. I never see him anywhere.
Do you know what her name is? Wife.
Sherman Williams?
Sherman Williams?
Sherman is, yeah, I remember, that's right, too. I remember her name being
instead
Sherman.
Instead of Sherwin?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Sherman was her name. Yep, yeah. Anyway, but they, there's, it's nice. It's, and I think that's what people, there is this whole thing now. One of the really good things, it's the number one show. Both those shows are like number one and number two now, when it comes to NBC shows. And that 21 years for that particular Law and Order. I think it's gone along as the original Law and Order was on for 21 or 22
seasons.
Never seen
an episode.
You've never seen an episode?
No.
Really?
I don't
like,
really.
Like, not even when you're in a doctor's office or in a hospital or something?
I mean,
it's always
pieces,
on.
Like, I've seen pieces of episodes, but I've never seen a full episode of Law and Order.
It's always good.
The original Law and Order? Really?
None of the Law and Order.
Wow.
None of them.
I know.
That is really amazing. You know, you can turn on the television almost any time on any network and find a Dick Wolf show. He's like the three Chicago shows, the FBI shows that are on Tuesday on CBS, the two Law and Order shows that are on Thursday night. You can find reruns of Law and Order everywhere, all over the place. And episodes of Chicago PD, although you can't go across the border of conventional TV and not see one of the shows that he's produced. So anyway, I thought it was kind of cute, that story about Maloney and Herman and
I like Argentine. Her a lot. I mean, I like all
yeah,
of
I
those
do too.
People.
Yeah,
I just know, yeah don't get
very
to see the
little,
show.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous, too. She's
yeah,
really
pretty. Yeah. 48 past the hour here on the DJV Friday program.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into the machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I take Garlic every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic bread.
And Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best-tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. It's time for us to check the top 5 items from the world of technology this week. So Victoria Keelan is here to do that. We'll start with number 5, which is the focus on those Peloton bikes.
The treadmills. Bikes are okay. The treadmills, not so much. Peloton recalled their Tread Plus treadmills this week, saying that 125,000 treadmills are included in this recall. And this comes from after the several weeks of fighting back and forth with the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The commission wanted these treadmills to be recalled immediately and taken off the website and returned to the company if people had them still. So Peloton really fought back, which was not an unusual thing to do. Typically, when the commission goes after a product, the companies give in right away. Peloton didn't. Then they made a statement this week after the recall, saying from the CEO, saying, "I want to be clear, we made a mistake in our initial response. We should have engaged more productively with them from the outset. They apologize." Turns out that these $4,295 treadmills, they're not cheap. As well as the cheaper version, which is sold in other countries, they both have been pulled from the website. And unfortunately, some kids have been injured. 39 incidents that we knew of. It turns out it's actually 70 incidents, including pets and objects and children being injured. So if you have one of these, go to the website and figure out how to get rid of it. Because they're going to have to probably redesign the whole thing. It sucks people and things underneath it. That's how that young child died.
For that. Hey. Number 4, a focus on updates at Apple.
Yeah, this was the week of updates and security patches, as you'll hear as we go through the list. But if you own a Mac, an iPhone, iPad, or Apple Watch, you should do the update as soon as you possibly can because it patches a pretty big security flaw that Apple says may have already been actively exploited. That's a nice way of saying hacked. The updates contained in the iOS 14.5.1 and Mac OS 11.3.1, they will fix this security breach. And essentially, this breach was pretty big, and this doesn't often happen with Apple, but this one was really big, and it lets anybody who hacks into your device have complete control of your device. So if you have an older Apple device, like an iPhone 5 or 6, or an older iPad Air, they also released a patch for that. So just make sure that you're really up to date with everything, because it is important.
All right, number three, Dell. We don't have that name too much. It's a big computer company. Oh. What's going on with them?
Like I said, this is the week of the patches. So Dell has released a security patch that fixes a vulnerability that affects Dell computers going all the way back to the year 2009. That's how many computers are involved in this. This is huge. So if you have a Dell computer, most likely you will need to do this update. This is a firmware update, and it allows, and the vulnerability allows an attacker, once again, to gain full permissions in Windows. So if you have a Dell computer, even the newer ones, they're brand new models from 2020 that are included in this. So it's the list of models is 200 and something different models affected from Dell. So just make sure you go to the Dell page. They have all the instructions there on how to manually do this update. It's not very involved, but it's really important.
All right, let's see here. Number two is another breach.
I'm getting tired of saying the word breach, but here we are again. Yes, someone is selling account information for 21 million customers in North America of the popular parking app called Park Mobile. So this is stolen data from this app. If you've ever parked in a city or a municipality that has, you know, where you have to just log on to an app and pay your hourly parking, it's most likely done by Park Mobile. My stuff was breached in this as well. I'm right there with you. So the stolen data includes customer email addresses, dates of birth, phone numbers, license plate numbers, passwords, and mailing addresses. So get onto the Park Mobile app and change your password immediately, because they don't really know yet what exactly was stolen, but it's not good.
All right. Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, very important number two this week on the countdown, as a matter of fact, the talkers countdown. So you got an overview here for us, a summary?
Yeah, this was definitely the biggest tech story of the week. Facebook, the oversight board, which was designed to make some of Facebook's most difficult decisions for the company. However, on Wednesday, they punted it right back to Facebook and CEO Mark Zuckerberg. This is all whether or not Donald Trump should be allowed back on the platform. The board did say that Facebook was right to suspend him after the January 6th insurrection. But after that, there's no rule written that you have to, that you can have an indefinite ban. So they've got 6 months now, and this is all on Zuckerberg to come up with the real answer. And then they have to follow their own rules and carry it out equally to every offender.
Well, good luck with that.
Yep.
And that bunch. What a bunch of phonies. Okay, those are the top five tech stories of the week. For your listening and dancing pleasure now, 50.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.